1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Friday mornings. That's when we talk about all the music news with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. How are you guys doing?
Well, I recorded the Grammys. I didn't watch them, though.
Well, you should.
I went back and I watched the Aerosmith thing with Run DMC.
Well, that's the one thing you shouldn't have done.
No.
Well, I watched it because I was told it didn't go that well. It wasn't horrible.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Was it? Okay, wait.
Well, that's why you watch something, right? Either because it's great or it's
Steven
unbelievably awful.
And the whole thing was just a train wreck.
I thought I had a pretty keen eye for terrible, and I guess I don't.
Well, that was a very, very disappointing and weak performance. I don't know if they blew it all out two nights before at the Music Cares, the Person of the Year thing where they were honored, but it was tough. And then, of course, on the rock tip at least, Gary Clark Jr. comes on, about an hour and a half later, and just shreds it. Just shows you everything that a good performance should be. So,
I have a question. This begs the question. You said Steven Tyler sounded bad, and of course Joey Kramer, the drummer, had been suing the band because they said he wasn't up to par.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
So no, who tells Steven Tyler when he's not up to par? Apparently, Joey Kramer can't.
That's been pointed out during the past week.
Yeah.
It's also. Joey Kramer pointed out that, when all the other guys went through rehab and whatever other medical issues they had, they didn't have to, re-audition for the band.
And since we're criticizing, I guess the part that really skeeved me out the most, if there was a part about the Aerosmith Run DMC thing, was his horrible mustache.
He's had that for a while.
It's bad. He needs to get rid of it.
Yeah, I would concur.
So, all right. Well, if that was bad, that was the bad part. What was the good part? What was the highlight of the night?
It was a very interesting ceremony, of course, coming just hours after the Kobe Bryant news and in the proverbial house that Kobe built in the Staples Center. So it was fascinating to watch how they handled it. I thought Alicia Keys, extension, Ken Ehrlich, the producer, they did a really good job of kind of setting a tone and balancing the mourning that was going on with the fact that they were there to celebrate music and to celebrate musical achievement. So that was nice to see. And I did mention. And the other thing about that, too, is the Grammys dodged a real bullet because with the controversies we spoke about last week with the ousted president and all of that. We don't need to rehash, but people were really braced for this to be an outspoken kind of vitriolic ceremony, and that would have been in bad taste.
And that's why I recorded it. I was waiting for one of those that I can go back and go, okay, I'm going to fast forward to that and see exactly what they said. And there were none, right?
Well, no, because the only thing that happened at the end, well, twice during the show, at one point Alicia Keys noted that this has been a really rough week, not alluding to Kobe, but alluding to the controversies. And she said, and she acknowledged it's been a really rough week. And then at the end of the night, she made mention of something like, we've got a lot of work to do. So it wasn't completely ignored, but like I say, it would have been an extremely bad taste for anybody to get up there and start.
Boy, that has never slowed anybody down at an award show. Bad taste?
We don't know that. We don't know the things that weren't
said. There's bad taste. And just a few hours after Kobe Bryant dies and you're in the arena where his retired jerseys are hanging above you.
And they were illuminated during the show.
Yeah. I think everybody knew to dial it down and that what was going on internally with the Recording Academy was not to be the story of the night. As you would guess, sales are up for everybody, who won, especially Billie Eilish. I mean, her sales are up 109%.
Wow.
From the previous week.
But that's predictable, right? The winners?
That always is. And in the case of a Billie Eilish, there's a whole lot of people out there who don't know who she is. She's done very well, of course, but you know, after having a historic Grammy win, that wakes up the people who never would have had a reason to hear of her, and they're curious enough to maybe buy a single.
Well, you'll get a chance to see her in the Oscars now.
You will. She's going to be performing at the Oscars. She did the song for the new Bond film. So usually Oscar performances are reserved for the nominated pieces of music, but, you know, for this one they're going to be, you know, and I'm not sure yet if this will be the premiere of the Bond song or if it'll be out on record already, but they're going to include that song as part of the program. Not a bad move on their part.
Does she know who Van Halen is yet?
I think she knows. She's learned. I think she got a history lesson.
The singers, the women who have sung Bond themes always sort of seemed like a Bond girl.
Sheena Easton? Adele?
Yeah.
What's her name? Julia, who sang...
who was the spy who loved me?
Carly Simon.
Shirley Bassey, sorry. Yeah, Julie Shirley, there they are.
Debbie Boone.
Billie Eilish is taking this into the...
Did Debbie Boone sing the Spy Who Loved Me? Did Debbie Boone sing the Spy Who Loved Me?
No,
it's Carly Simon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carly Simon.
Debbie Boone
did You Light Up My Life and that
is. Oh, right. Well, that was right. They were happening at the same time.
It's easy to confuse the two, don't worry.
Does James Taylor like Debbie Boone better than Carly Simon?
I don't think he likes Carly Simon too much.
Yeah, he might now.
Billie Eilish doesn't seem to fit that mold.
She's the 21st century. Yeah. So, you know, this is the new look Bond girl. And she's not really a Bond girl. She's not acting in the film. So
right.
You know, the singers are not under the same kind of strictures and requirements as the actresses.
Okay.
What did we find out about Ozzy?
A lot.
He kind of went out on tour last week.
Yeah, you know, he was bopping around the all over the place. You know, of course, when he went on GMA to reveal that he has Parkinson's disease, and then he and Sharon presented a rap award at the Grammys and made good fun of that. But he was asked on the red carpet, you know, a little both about his condition, but also, so are you gonna, you know, Ozzy, are you gonna go out and do your tour that you canceled and then promised you'd do this year? And he just basically said, well, he'll see how he feels. He's been doing all sorts of therapy and things like that. But, you know, people are wondering because, you know, Linda Ronstadt, Neil Diamond, Maurice White from Earth, Wind & Fire, when they all contracted Parkinson's disease, that was it. You know, that they went into, for the most part, shutdown mode. Ozzy, we can argue, you know, has been for years... has seemed like he had something wrong with him, so would it be that different seeing him on stage now or not? You just can't say. But he, you know, he's not ruling out playing live, nor is he guaranteeing that he will play live. Meanwhile, he's a star in this new PETA ad, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, against declawing cats. And there's this thing where, you know, they use makeup and prosthetics, and you see the bloody stumps of Ozzy's fingers, saying that amputating a cat's toes is twisted and wrong.
Well, wait a second. Ozzy bit the head off of a bat once.
Yes,
and he's doing PETA ads?
I think he would call, you know, what he did with the dove twisted and wrong.
It was a dove. All right, I'm sorry.
In 2020, you know. He did. He has done his mea culpas for biting the heads off of wing things.
Okay.
And these are furry things, so maybe he feels differently about them.
All right. Well, the Super Bowl is here.
It is here.
And that's a big weekend as far as who's showing up to do what at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, there were already performances last night. Lizzo was joined by Harry Styles on stage. DJ Khaled played a show. And there's a bunch of others coming up. Diddy, Post Malone, Guns N' Roses, Maroon 5 are all playing. There's a variety of big, you know, big concerts. Budweiser does their big Super Bowl fest, so there's going to be music throughout. Yesterday, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira did the press conference to hype up their performance, their halftime performance, and they did. They talked about how they felt it's going to be empowering because here you have a couple of Latino women for the first time ever on the world's biggest stage, and they both fessed up to being nervous about doing it. They did not say who the special guest would be, only alluded that there would be special guests, and then they did say that Kobe Bryant will be honored at some point during the halftime show. J-Lo's in a commercial, by the way, for Hard Rock International, and then you'll see a bunch of other musicians and music-related ads, Post Malone filmed two Super Bowl commercials for Bud Light, and he's holding an online vote for fans to pick the best one. The Rolling Stones Paint It Black has been sold for the Pepsi Zero Sugar commercial that's going to feature Missy Elliott and her. And then Kanye West and Kim Kardashian will be part of a McDonald's commercial, and Kanye is going to be doing one of his Sunday service shows on Sunday morning before the Super Bowl.
Wow, that is a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. Miami's a hopping town on a normal night. So you bring the Super Bowl down there, and just, you know, it's a mainline injection of steroids.
I think Miami and the Patriots have the same number of Super Bowl appearances. I think they're both at 11.
The city and the team, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Dolphins.
No, right.
What are your top cities for the Super Bowl, Gary?
Oh, Detroit.
Detroit was it was horrible. It was an ice storm that day.
Everybody had a great time.
When the 49ers and Bengals played in Detroit.
Awesome, homie. You preach it, baby. Sing the praises of your hometown.
You know, so there's that. After that.
Horrible answer.
You know, listen, I think New Orleans, you know, is a great location for the Super Bowl. Miami certainly works. I mean, the Super Bowl brings its own circus to town, so it's almost like it ceases to be that city and just becomes, you know, it becomes the Super Bowl.
Right, it's not called Miami this week. It's just called Super Bowl City.
Right, and with its own zip code and everything.
If I'm a woman and I'm active, like let's say I'm a jogger or I work out at the gym, and I need a new sports bra, do I want to buy one that Brian May has designed?
Well, I can't say I've tried it on to tell you, but yes, Brian May Guitars has now marketing a line of sports bras that feature his iconic Red Special guitar on it. May himself designed them. He never impressed me as being a sports bra expert, but he himself designed them, and they are.
But he's one of your smarter guitar players, right?
He is, and he certainly, you know, he certainly knows his way around fashion and style and things and design. So they're out there if you want to, you know, if you want to wear a little Brian May on your chest. You can go get those now. At the same time, you'll be able to get a Queen coin. They are the first band ever to be honored by a coin in Britain, and you can get several different editions of the coin, you know, that you're probably not going to use in, like, a vending machine or anything like that. But there is a special coin from the British Mint.
What is the denomination of that coin?
It's not really denominations. You can pay for whatever it is if you want silver or gold or just, you know, nickel or whatever it's made out of. There are a variety of different price points for it, and they're all collectible, of course. So depends how much you want to spend, and you know, either it's sold in display kits and all that. You know, but they are, interestingly, they are the first band to be honored like that from the British Mint. So it says something about the impact they had on their culture that may be even greater than some of the bands you would think, you know, would be in that position.
Like the Beatles.
And the Rolling Stones.
Speaking of the Beatles, Julian Lennon, son of John Lennon, former Beatle, gets a new record deal?
Yeah, he signed a deal. First time in nearly a decade. He's been signed by BMG, which is a worldwide company, and he's currently recording his first album since 2011. We don't have any release date or anything like that. And Julian, by the way, is going to be the special guest on Dennis DeYoung's, the first part of his farewell album. DeYoung came out a little while ago. You know, he's formerly the lead singer of Styx, and said that he is, you know, he's going to record one more album. It's going to be his last one. But apparently he had so many songs, he's going to put it out in two volumes. First one's called 26th East 101st Place. That's the address in Chicago where he grew up and where Styx was formed. And despite all the, you know, the rancor between him and the band, the cover features three trains. And he says that's to represent the three musicians who founded Styx, which is Dennis DeYoung and Chuck and the brothers Chuck and John Panazzo. And then they later, you know, added the other musicians who are now actually leading Styx.
All right, Gary, we're out of time.
All right.
But before we let you go, who do you like this weekend in the Super Bowl?
I'm going with the Niners.
Niners. Okay.
All right.
I'm the only person who's saying the Chiefs around here so far.
Tim is saying the Chiefs, too.
Yeah. I like the Chiefs.
No, Tim said the Niners.
Did he?
The last 2 days in a row.
I mean, boy, I should listen to the show more often.
Might help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on
all
the right, Niners.
Don't eat too much. Don't drink too much.
Why? It's Super Bowl Sunday,
Gary. It's the last chance to do it.
Have a ball.
All right.
All right, Gary.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Gary.
To you next week. Gary Graff. He's our music expert.